Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com.
Hi, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Tomorrow's Mother's Day. Guys, make sure that your kids are ready. They got their cards, they got their gifts, and if you're still struggling for some ideas, why not go out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com, and we've put up at least 10 ideas, 10 ways that you can help celebrate Mother's Day. You know, as I've been thinking about Mother's Day, I can't help but thinking about my own mom and the relationship that I have had with her. And mom's at that age now where I'm not sure how many Mother's Days we have left. So I really want to try to celebrate this Mother's Day in a very special way. And I'm going to try to remind her of some ways that she showed and demonstrated love for me. And as I've been preparing for that, the pebble of truth for today's show came into my mind, and that is a mother's love is a reflection of God's love. A mother's love is a reflection of God's love. Stop and think about it with me. You know, moms brought us into this world. It was my mother who ushered me into my family of origin. She's the one who gave me life. And who can thank someone enough for all the pain that was endured to bring us in there? But as she began to live out her life as a mother, she also showed me unconditional love. You know, as a kid, I did a lot of things that probably tested her love and didn't live up to some of her expectations. And even now, as I promise to get down and see her very regularly, I don't make that happen. And, you know, when I walk in late and I told Mom I'd be in a week ago, her face still lights up, a smile comes over, and we're able to sit down and get caught up just as though I've never left before. So moms love us unconditionally, and because of that, they're willing to forgive us. You know, there's nothing that I could ever do that would cause my mom to not name me as her son. I guess I was privileged that way. But we have to thank our moms for their unconditional love and the willingness to forgive just about anything that we have done. And then moms mother us. They want the best for us. They sustain us. They make sure that we have good food, that we have clean clothes, that we're healthy, that we're involved in safe activities. They just kind of mother and smother us and make sure that the best things happen in our life. And then moms pray for us. I am so grateful for the fact that my mom and my mother-in-law are both prayer warriors. It's great to know as I go out and do ministry on a regular basis that my spiritual back is covered by two women who are on their knees praying for me. And you know, as you stop and unpack those characteristic traits of a mother's love, do you see the reflection of God's love? God's the one who brought me into his family. We've been born again as children of the Heavenly Father. And God, just like our mothers, loves us unconditionally. Romans 8 says there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God. And because God is an unconditional lover, he's willing to forgive us. And just as mom was willing to forgive me of anything that I had done, so there is no sin that ever comes into your life or my life that God is not willing and ready to forgive if we ask. 1 John says, if we confess our sin, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God has brought us into this world. He loves us unconditionally. He's willing to forgive us. And just like mom, he wants the best for us. God's word promises us that God has wonderful plans for our life, and he wants the best for us, and he sustains us. He gives us our daily bread and all the things that we thank him for day in and day out. And he prays for us. God's word tells us that the Spirit of God is making intercession for us on a regular basis. So hopefully you can see how God's love and a mother's love really overlap. And as you begin to celebrate Mother's Day, I want you to thank the Lord for the mother that he has given you. And then thank your mother for the way in which she's demonstrated love to you all of your life, for some of these traits that we've talked about today. And then thank God for his motherly love for you. If you need some help again on getting ready for Mother's Day, pebblesoftruth.com. And our thought for the day was, a mother's love is a reflection of God's love. So until next time, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.